you would bow down to me forever.
Jericho shrugged.
Yeah, I did say that, didn't I? You should have made me swear by my mother an unbreakable oath. Oops. Sucks to be on your side today.
Zeus blustered angrily.
You can't renege, and I never would have, had you not come after the only reason I made the bargain to begin with.
Jericho retracted the claws on his left hand to take Delphine's.
Had you not lied to me and gone after her, I would have left you to live in peace while I upheld my oath. But I will not serve someone who tried to kill the only person I've ever cared about. I will not bind myself to you and leave her vulnerable for you and your subjects to attack.
Delphine's grip tightened on his hand.
Ares pushed himself up from the floor. His shield gone, he cradled his broken arm to his chest.
We can fight them, father!
You can fight, Jericho mocked, but you will never win.
Father?
Ares asked uncertainly.
Zeus glared at them.
I will not be your prisoner.
You won't have to be.
Madoc moved to stand in front of Zeus.
We don't want your position or your authority. The gods know we definitely don't want to have to deal with the whiny, petty bullshit the rest of you mess with on a daily basis.
Dymas snorted.
I don't know. I thought it was kind of funny when Dionysus ran a Dark Hunter over with a Mardi Gras float a couple of years ago. That amused me for days on end.
He laughed like an evil cartoon villain. Jericho rolled his eyes.
His old friend had always been a bit off. It was why the two of them had once gotten along so well.
Eros and Psyche stood up from their table to Jericho's left. With white wings and blonde hair, Eros was the epitome of beauty. He was also dressed in a pair of black leather pants, a black shirt, and boots like a human biker's. Psyche's red hair was pulled back from her face, and she was dressed like a biker's moll. She tucked her hand into Eros's. Jericho tensed as they made their way over to him and his group. But what stunned him most was when Eros extended his hand to him in friendship.
We're not all assholes here. And right now, I'm thinking we have a lot more to be concerned about with Noir and his crew. Consider us allies.
Zeus bellowed in rage.
Don't have an aneurysm, old man,
Madoc said snidely.
What I propose is a truce. You and your court remain as you are, plotting and scheming against each other, while we are left alone to handle our affairs.
Zeus was aghast.
You would split this pantheon?
Madoc shook his head in denial.
This pantheon was split a long time ago. We're through being your lapdogs and living in fear of angering you. We have much more important things to focus on than your petty intrigues and dalliances.
He looked at Jericho.
And with a titan behind us, we now have the power to tell you to shove it, where even Helios doesn't shine.
Zeth lifted his head high to address the gods around them.
And if you are willing to fight Noir and Azura, we will welcome to our team. The rest of you can carry on business as usual.
Athena and Hades stepped forward.
As always, Athena stood tall in a flowing red dress and black hair. The goddess of war and wisdom, she carried herself with all the fluidity of a grace.
Hades, on the other hand, was dark and sinister.
The god of the underworld, he only had patience for his wife, who was notably absent.
We're with you.
Zeus let out a deep sound of disgust.
Have you lost your mind, Hades?
No.
Rather, I've found my soul. Noir and Azura declared war on us. The least we can do is offer a resistance they won't soon forget, brother.
Then welcome.
Madoc turned back to Zeus.
We will leave you in peace, and you will return the favor to us.
Yeah!
Asmodeus shouted, puffing his chest out. Zarek leaned forward and whispered,
"You might not want to do that, big guy. The angry man on the throne doesn't have much of a sense of humor."
"Ow!"
Asmodeus hit himself behind Jared. Zarek laughed until he realized other people were looking at him. He immediately sobered back to an "I'll kill you and dance on your grave" stance.
"Do we have an accord?"
Jericho asked. Zeus glared at them, but in the end he knew it was the best offer he would get without a war. A war he might very well lose.
"We have an accord."
Could he have said that with less enthusiasm? But the point was, he had said it. Madoc inclined his head to Zeus and the other gods before he turned and led their group out of the room. Jericho released Delphine and retrieved his shield from where it had landed at Artemis's feet. Slender and elegant, with vibrant red hair, she looked over to Delphine, who was waiting for his return.
"If you really love her, Kratos, let her know it every day, and always put her before you and your wants, just as you've done here today. Take it from someone who knows. Love lost is the hardest burden to shoulder, and it's one you can never get under."
Those words spoken, she manifested his bow and quiver of arrows that he had given to her all those centuries ago. He was amazed she had kept them.
"My gift to you. Your aim will always be true, and your quiver will never be empty, so long as you carry them."
"Thank you."
She inclined her head to him and stepped back. Jericho returned to Delphine's side and followed the others back to the vanishing isle. As soon as they materialized, Delphine cornered him outside the hall.
"Were you really willing to give up your freedom for me?"
He looked away.